Okay, so it's the day after the great oyster incident of 2022, and I'm back on trail. Went into town, met up with Follow Up, who was resting her ankle, got a room at Robin Hood Resort, and just recovered for a night. By the time I got there, I was feeling a lot better. Probably not 100%, probably a really good idea to take the day off in town. And Follow Up and I hitched back to the highway, so I'm just essentially repeating this 10 miles, but I cannot stop smiling. I don't know what it is. I'm just so happy to be out here again.
Welcome to Through.
Navigating the travel world doesn't have to be complicated. Whether you want to hack your points and miles, figure out where to travel next, or you just need advice on an ethical dilemma. I'm Aislinn Green, host of Unpacked by Afar. And in the brand new season, we are unpacking the most captivating and challenging topics in the travel industry, one conversation at a time. Topics like the sexiness of travel insurance and the perils of quote-unquote bad tourism, and even the secrets to flying with children and not losing your mind in the process. Listen to Unpacked by Afar wherever you get your podcasts.
Being in town is stressful. It just is. There's things to do. There's money to spend. But that feeling of like, oh, and it's so daunting, like, oh, how am I going to get back to trail? Oh, I don't want to go back. Like, the idea of it is, you know, I just want to stay in bed, that type of thing. But I've just been grinning ever since I've been walking. It's just like, now what my body wants to do, what my mind wants to do, walking just feels so right. And I'm very happy. And I'm very norovirus free. And the sun is shining. And I'm grinning. And the desert is beautiful. And my feet on the dirt feels amazing. So, last night I camped with Follow Up, Hollywood, Prince Caspian, and Honey Socks, and we watched the lunar eclipse from the top of the hill. It's pretty cool. And the other three in the Tramaly, Zach, Helium, and Rasmus, are a couple days ahead now, but they're going to take a zero with some trail angels. And I'll probably catch them in that time. Because of the great oyster incident of 2022, I think I have my official trail name given to me by Honey Socks and Hollywood and Prince Caspian, and it is Oyster. I like it, self-effacing enough, and I'm ready to take one and stop overthinking it, because you can always hold out for that perfect one and you may never get it. And I'm tired of going by my real name, so Oyster it is. And, you know, I forever get to be reminded of that horrendous few hours. But I like it. I'm happy with it. So you are no longer hearing from Cody. You are hearing from Oyster. All right. It's about 11 a.m. and I am 3 miles from the hot springs. It is hot. Walking through chaparral, desert hills, and I noticed that this is kind of the time where I start to get a little bit more moody, frustrated for no reason, but it's whenever I get somewhat close to where I'm trying to go. It gets later in the day, it gets hot, and there's still, you know, an hour or so of solid walking till I get where I'm going. And then everything just starts to make me mad. I don't know why. Like, I see four hikers across the way, and I'm like, why are you catching up to me? It's so silly. The others, so everyone always starts later than me. I think it started at like 8 a.m. sometimes. The others are behind me, and everyone wants to do 21 total miles today, which is about 15 to the hot springs, and then about 6 after the break in the springs to this place called Joshua Inn, where they're picking up hikers, bringing them back to their cash beer bar, and cooking them food, and you can camp there as well. So it'd be pretty cool. 21 miles, get in by dinner, have a nice hot meal, and place to camp, and a ride to and from trail. And they sell some candy and stuff, and I'd love to get some candy. So I have this feeling that they're gonna get to the hot springs and be like, we don't wanna do this 7 more miles. Like, we wanna stop here at 15. And I don't know yet. I'm pretty set on going to this burger place. I think it'd be awesome. So I hope they're in for it. I hope they catch up soon. But everyone hikes their own hike. I gotta let them do it. I guess it's hard for everyone to get out of bed. Is the thing, like, everyone wakes up, but it takes a long time to get out of bed. I don't know, I wake up at 3:30 and have to force myself to go back to sleep. And today I woke up about 5:30, and Follow Up and Honey Socks each wanted me to wake them up in the morning, and they're both sleeping so soundly. And I was like, well, they asked. So I like to wake them up by pretending that there is an order ready for them. So today I said, I have nachos, fries, and a chicken quesadilla and a Baja Blast for Follow Up. And then her response was like, And then I went over to the Honey Socks, who I don't know as well. And I was like, was she serious about me waking her up? And she was like snoring like out. And I finally just, she said her Starbucks order, she doesn't have one, it's just like shitty diner coffee. So I said, I have a large shitty diner coffee for Honey Socks. She laughed at that. And then went and talked to Follow Up for a little bit, and she was like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed, which is typical. She never wants to get out of bed. And I joked around and I said, you're only feet from the Pacific Crest National Scenic Trail. And she continued to lay there. I packed up my stuff and then I looked over. She was up getting her stuff ready. And she flicked me off while laughing about it. And it was funny. So, I don't know. But hopefully at least the girls got going. They won't be too far behind. So yeah, Hot Springs, Cold Creek, bar with food and jukebox and pool and camping. Come on, guys, push it. Let's do it. It'll be so much fun. This is where I worry that I'm pressuring people. So I haven't said like, let's do this. I just said like, this is what I'm planning to do. There's this place. Everyone was like, yeah, I wanna try that. So I left it at that, but sounds super fun. A bunch of other hikers are planning to do it as well, so it'll be a party.
Through is sponsored by BetterHelp. So if you know about love languages, the one I'm most prone to give is acts of service, and that was true on trail as well. And here's some brutal honesty. One way I try to make friends and build relationships is by giving. and it can definitely get out of hand, and I start putting others' needs before my own, and then I'm stretched thin and burned out, and the whole thing is totally unbalanced, and no one benefits. Being aware of this tendency is the first step in rebalancing it, and I've made the most progress in my awareness and subsequent rebalancing with therapy. Therapy gives me the tools I need to function at my best, and also just having someone whose job it is to listen and talk with you is so helpful. I know firsthand that it can be hard to find a therapist. BetterHelp makes it easy by being entirely online. Their process is streamlined. Fill out a questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/through today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/through.
All right, I have made it to Deep Creek Hot Springs, and it's quite awesome. There's the big deep creek that is crystal clear, and there are little fish swimming around, and I am currently standing in that cool water on this hot, hot day. And there are also hot springs around the creek of varying temperatures, little hot tubs that you can sit in that are crystal clear blue. And it's really nice to go from the hot to the cold. There are a bunch of hikers here. I chatted with a naked local guy who's been to Everest and six other continents, and told me I need to be going faster, which whatever, dude, I'll go faster later. But it is quite lovely here. I'm gonna chill here for, I think, a while. At least give this others a chance to show up and see if we can all go to the inn together and be one big happy tramily. Hopefully they show up soon.
I'm sleeping in the backyard of the Joshua Inn tonight, after having some pizza and Gatorade and soda and LaCroix. And this is the sound of the power lines.
Enjoying through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, become a subscriber, aka a trail angel, on Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. There you'll find a community of fellow enthusiasts and all sorts of bonus content. Through is a co-production of Spoke Media and Q Code. This episode was produced by Kelly Kolf and Brigham Mosley with help from Carson McCain. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley, mixed by NPAL Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Aliyah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q-Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Noah Heller and Ellie Katopish.
Welcome to a journey into the heart of the Texas Renaissance Festival, the nation's largest and rowdiest celebration of medieval fantasy. But what lurks beneath the facade of tights and turkey legs? Well, we dove deep into the empire to uncover a history marred by mystery and misconduct, murders, assaults, and other crimes that tarnish its legacy. This isn't just a fairy tale. It's a cautionary tale of power, fantasy, and the consequences that follow when they all collide. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.